Hi, and welcome to Happiness Through Hardship, the podcast, where we share positive stories and suggestions about finding hope, resources, and connections to help us all get through hard times. I'm Karen Sullivan, a mom, an author, and a stage 4 cancer patient who's always looking around me for inspiration. I believe in surrounding myself with people and experiences that make me smile. And that's what I'm hoping to do for you today. So grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's get started. I am so excited to introduce you to Francesca Folletta, known to many as Green Glam Girl. Francesca's always been a girl who loves glamour, and most importantly, the ability to beautify herself and those around her. After a family member was diagnosed with cancer, she started a deep dive into ways she could help her heal and found that cleaner products are a way to help us all prevent further illness. Francesca's well known in beauty circles. She started Green Glam Girl, a website in 2018, to introduce people to how easy it is to play around with new, cleaner products and see good results. As women, or shall I say aging women, our skin changes. I've seen people who've developed allergies in their 30s, 40s, and beyond. I've known women who had oily skin and oily hair as a child, and after having kids, that all changed. And I can also attest to being someone that has a lot of sensitivities, and oftentimes that comes through with skin and hair challenges. Now that is why Francesca is here today, to talk through why cleaner products can help us when we're having hard times with our skin or beauty routine. She will also share some of her favorite brands and products, so please check out the show notes for links and discounts too. I am so excited that you are here. Thank you so much, Francesca.
I'm so excited to talk to you, Karen. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited. It's like this is a deep dive into picking your brain. Everybody who's listening, I met Francesca. I mean, at this point, it was probably 2018, maybe 2019, in Atlanta. Even though she's from Connecticut, I'm from Connecticut, or we now live in Connecticut, we were both at a Well Summit, and we were speaking on, speaking on wellness for Pretty Wellness, and she was there, I believe, with cosmetology and dealing with different brands that she finds as a part of really the deep dive into her business of brands that work, brands that don't work. And so we ended up meeting through that, and we'll say the rest is history. I've been following her ever since. Her Instagram is amazing. Whenever I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I want to try a new product, I oftentimes look there first because she, I know she's got a lot of information for us all. So first, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and why beauty, why green beauty?
Well, I mean, I always liked fashion. My mom was always like a very fashionable person. But when she was diagnosed with cancer in 2016, I would say, I started to really reconsider what things we were eating, all of that stuff. But specifically products that go on our skin. And I did research about, you know, how our skin is the largest organ of the body. Everything we put on it eventually seeps in to the bloodstream. So I really wanted to look into what was being put in certain products that are marketed to women and young girls. And when I did, I didn't like what I saw. So I think my first intro to green beauty really was The Honest Company, and then a smaller company called Leilani too. But they were the only ones really at the time that I had heard of that was doing things like that. So that's what started me on the green side of things.
On the green path. All right. So you
on
say
the green path.
On the green path, right? Mm-hmm. So now that you've been doing this for a number of years, and clearly you start at day one just be having the interest in doing the research, and what has your philosophy been on it? And I guess specifically for you that's loved beauty, it might be different than for the everyday person that just wears lipstick, but yeah. Can you tell us a moment about that?
Well, I guess like I'm 44 now, and I just don't want things to be complicated. You know, like beauty doesn't have to be complicated. It's whatever makes you feel good. So if it's just slapping on a little lipstick in the morning, my mom always used to say, like, I can't believe, you know, she would tell me, you're not wearing lipstick. You cannot walk out of the door wearing lipstick. So, I mean, whatever makes you feel good. And I think you had mentioned this before too. And also listening to your skin and not listening to what other people do. Because what is good for your skin is not good for somebody else. What's good for their skin is not good for yours. So I think not overcomplicating things. And you can get very overwhelmed in this space of green beauty.
Yes, I would say that. Growing up, I actually remember, I don't know how old I was. It must have been in junior high. My mom had a Mary Kay party. Her friend sold Mary Kay. And all the girls came over and we did Mary Kay. And, I think as time has passed, we still have some of those. There's like the beauty counter parties, right? Beauty Counter is a brand that's big into all their products are green and clean. And so in a sense, it, what you're saying, maybe it might be a little bit about trial and error. When you started and changed, I mean, I'm guessing, I don't know if you used that Maybelline, the pink mascara with way back when we were kids, or some of the ice blue pink lipstick that everybody had. I mean, I'm a few years older than you, so I don't know if ice blue pink was cool when you were there, but when I was in junior high, it was really hot.
Yeah.
There was Wet n' Wild lipsticks and
that was huge.
Right. And hey, anybody who's out there listening right now, please comment on our social media or something. What was your favorite? I love to think back, right? That I did a lot of, it was the times and that's what we did. And that's what we wore. We also used Aquanet hairspray.
Oh my goodness. I remember my aunt with a huge bottle of Aquanet in the bathroom.
Right.
The smell.
Big bouffant, the smell. And For me, it was just my bangs. Like some people had the whole head of hair. Mine was just the bangs were big. But these products we know now have tons of chemicals in them. And, for those that are, some people may be aware because there's been press since you started Green Glam Girl.
Oh, yeah.
About how the government hasn't really been tightly regulating beauty products, skincare products.
Not at all. I remember reading several places that it's been since 1935, maybe 1932, somewhere in there, the last time they regulated the beauty industry, which is really scary because, like you said, the Wet n' Wild products of the yesteryear, they were marketed to young girls, because they were inexpensive. So the stuff that's in there.
Right. So I do want to say I believe that there are companies out there, there are people out there that are going into Congress and trying to talk about changing this legislation. And I've seen some stores, which my favorite, of course, is Target, being a girl that grew up in Minneapolis, love Target, there are companies now that are being more transparent and trying to encourage others to use better products. But what you said at the beginning, and I mean, this really resonates with me because I am a breast cancer survivor. I've had, 18 years of a hormonal breast cancer, and many of these beauty products, and you know this from a lot of the research you did, when your family member was touched with cancer, is that there are these hormone disruptors that are in all these products. So while it might seem like, oh, it's just eyeliner, to your point at the beginning, it seeps into our skin. And so, okay, maybe the one time you wear it, the few times you wear it, we could argue.
Right.
But what if you are somebody who's just more sensitive? What if there's things going on in your body you don't know? And that could be, as we're talking, that could be with allergies, that could be with autoimmune diseases.
And my rule of thumb, I feel, is like if it's something that you're using every single day, whether it's like the coffee you drink or the foundation you use or your moisturizer, if it's something you're using every single day, it has to be cleaner. If it's something you're using once a year, you know, it's like, it is what it is. But I feel like everyday use, it needs to be cleaner. You have to look at the ingredients and what's in there.
Let's start there. These are some great tips. So if you're listening right now and you're thinking, oh, I'm interested in this, I want to jump on board. Or even if you're thinking, oh, I'll consider it. It sounds like you'd say, okay, if you want to start this, the first thing is consider what you use every day.
Yes. Because I think too, the other thing is with social media and a lot of accounts out there are like, throw out this, throw out this, throw out this, throw out everything, and you know, start from scratch. And that's not really realistic for most people. It's expensive. It can be expensive. And I'm sorry, but if I just bought a tube of Chanel lip, you know, stick, and now all of a sudden now it's not clean, I'm not chucking it right away.
And so I love hearing that because I think that's people's struggle, is that, you know, makeup and beauty is not a mandatory thing that we need to survive in life.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, it's not a, it's, it makes us feel good. Maybe for some of us, it makes us feel good to put on a piece of makeup and, but it's not necessary, right? So I say start small. So if it's your moisturizer or your facial cleanser, that's what you're using every day. Okay, look in, see what's cleaner. What can I start with? And you start small and then you progress over time. So I think that's like the first step.
Okay. What else would you suggest? Definitely start small.
I also think that you should start with, when you do green beauty, you really need to start with your skincare routine. So forget about the makeup for a minute. If you're struggling with your skin, which I was right before I started into green beauty, I did start struggling with my skin. It was maybe like 35. And you know, when those hormones kind of change,
right?
They start to like do wild things. And then, you know, stress, my mom's going through a really difficult time. So stress and all of those things. So I really had to clean up my routine as far as like skincare. Because once your skincare is good and your skin is good, then the makeup looks good. You know, if your skin is struggling with your skin, then the makeup, it's just like covering it. Does that, you know, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes, but, absolutely.
So starting with like a face oil, a cleansing oil, that's going to be really awesome in getting off all of that makeup or all of the dirt. And then, you know, finding out what's good for moisturizing, depending on your type of skin, all of that stuff. So I say start with your skincare routine first and foremost.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense because obviously you mentioned it at the top, our skin is our biggest organ. And so it needs to be clean. It needs to be probably hydrated. I will tell you that something I never knew, because I don't know, I was young and didn't realize it, was even though I had oily skin for so long, that I never hydrated it. Because I thought, putting anything on my skin was going to be too oily. I thought oil, and we talked about Cosmetology. It's a brand I know that you love and I love. And she's a local, you know, small business here in Connecticut. I started using her rose oil. And I mean, granted, I was a little older. It wasn't when I was a kid, but I found it made a profound difference in my skin in that it looked so much better. And so when I, you know, to your point, then when I'm putting on the makeup, it goes on easier. It looks better. Yeah. It doesn't seem like I'm totally trying to cover up something so much.
Yeah. That whole thing, like oil creates, you know, acne is not true. That's what I always thought. I had oily skin too when I was a teenager. So I always thought, no, we're not putting oil on top of your skin. But usually acne, they say, is loves dehydrated skin.
Yes, right. I mean, and I didn't know that either, right?
No.
Is and even as adults, like as you said, it's okay, as we age, there's so many factors going on. Is it stress? Because there's a lot of stress in our lives that we might get acne, or our skin might get a little rashy. Mm-hmm. Is it, you know, is it the hormone changes? Is it just the way things are? Is it the environment that we live in? Is it really dry in our house? Is it not? Right? There's so many factors, and you can't always necessarily pinpoint it. Yes. Yeah. You know, I always am about going to practitioners. You can go to a dermatologist, like you can go to a holistic practitioner. You can go to esthetician. You can also start here where you're starting to play around with things. And so can you talk a little bit about that trial and error, right? Like if somebody is, you know, do you just send people out to Target or Whole Foods or Amazon and say, hey, get this product? Or do you think they should go around? I know there's a lot of apps out there, and do a little research on their own.
Yeah, I think it's really important for people to do their own research. And I think there's, the Think Dirty app was where I started.
You probably know that one.
That's the first place I started, because you can, and now I haven't even been on it in a while, but you could just scan, I think, your product in there. You know, if you're in the store and you're like, oh, I want to, is this clean? And it'll come up with a rating, and it's like 0 to 10, you know, 0 being nothing, 10 being like blaring lights. Don't do it.
I really like Think Dirty. For some reason, I first went to the EWG Healthy Living app, which is Environmental Working Group.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I think I went there because I started my healthy living journey really cleaning up my diet and eating whole foods and plant-based. And that's what, at the time, they were really known for, but they started their Skin Deep database. And so I think they're similar apps, just depending on what you like better. And exactly to your point, they've got this rating system. What I also found was that there are some products that might rank a little higher, but for me, my criteria was I didn't want anything that had reproductive issues, knowing like that's often like the hormone path, and I was the one with the hormonal cancer. So if it said that it was ranked a little higher because of allergies, I might have thought, okay, you know, I'm not really highly allergenic, or at the time I wasn't, so I might try this product. So know that when you're playing around with these apps, you might get a bad rating, but it might not be for something you care as much about. And and it's not that hard to figure it out. I thought it was really fun. Like, especially if you got a kid that would be interested in that, go with a kid that's like, ooh, you know, use the app and start scanning, because they're pretty tech savvy.
No, you made a good point about that. There might be something that I am more sensitive to that you are not. And you're like, I can use that. But when it comes to like anything hormone disruptive, endocrine, what's the other word? Reproductive.
Yes.
Those are the fragrance, anything that's got the synthetic or the, you know, fragrance where there's no ingredients, like those are the things to kind of steer clear of. But like you said, sensitive, like as far as allergy.
Right. If that's not your thing, it may not matter, but you know, as we were saying, it might be like plenty of people as we age, there's these little pings of hardship that we get. Like, I don't know if we're going to lose tons of sleep over adult acne, or maybe we will, or, but the allergy thing, it's interesting because we do, because of the hormone shifts, because of the environment, we may get these more adult onset allergies that may start out not being a big deal, but then move more into it. And so changing your products, the ones that you use so often, could really, really be beneficial. So I want to take a little bit of a left turn here, because I think that, you know, just starting, you've given some good tips there. You've given the resources there. Obviously, people can go to Green Glam Girl, which is you on social media. We've got a ton of links on, you know, I was looking at nail polish and what did I want? And then I saw some of your reviews and I'm like, ooh, I love that she loves this brand, which by the way is called Dazzle Dry. And we might hit on that later, but can you, 2024, like what, can you talk about some trends for beauty for those who are listening that are really here because they want to hear more about beauty and what's going on in the world and, you know, green beauty at that too.
It seems like, and I was telling you a little bit before too, I read an article in, I think it was Elle magazine online, and they were talking a lot about the fresh face look. kind of like the ballerina, those like soft pinks. They called it soft glam. That's what I saw. The soft glam.
Soft glam.
I
love
that.
Yes. So is it natural, a soft glam?
It's like a little bit more on the natural, but maybe like your eye is a little more pronounced,
okay.
You know, the eyeliner or like your eyebrows. But one trend that was really popular this year, they called it the latte makeup look.
Okay.
And I was like, huh? And then I listened to, I think it was Jenny Patinkin, who's a celebrity makeup artist. She did a post about it, and she's like, it's basically like a natural makeup look. I was like, oh, okay, I know what that
the
is.
The latte like, look is a natural makeup look. So you've got a light amount of makeup on.
Yeah, it's not like heavy. And maybe you have like a very neutral base with like a browner earth tone, but light, you know, on your eye. And then like a flush pink.
Okay.
Blush or something like that. So it doesn't look like you have a lot of makeup on, but it looks like you tried, like you did something.
Well, like you're polished and put together. I think I've had someone on the podcast before, Laura McCarthy Claiborne, who is a stylist. And she says one of the comments that she gets from so many of her clients is that they just want to look put together.
Yeah.
And it sounds like we could probably say the same for makeup. It's like, who has the time to spend all this, like, you know, hours doing your makeup?
No one.
You just want to look a little put together. What does that look like, right?
I agree, yeah. Even, and I don't know if you're a rat, your shirt is red, right? Or is it pink? I'm not sure.
It's a pink, like in between a pink and a red, like kind of a hot pink, but.
Red is going to, I guess, is going to be a big color for red lips, red short nails, things like
red
that.
Red short nails. Wow.
Yes. Which I love. I love short nails. Do not like the long nails. Can't handle them. Can't do it.
Well, I don't know if it's because of my treatments and my nails just don't even grow like that anymore. But it's somewhere, I think it was when the baby was born, and that was, 15 years ago, that it wasn't practical anymore. And typing, I found that long nails and typing, when I've had like professional nails done, I found they'd get too long at some point and I couldn't type the same way.
No, agreed.
So I am a short nail person too.
Short nails.
All right, so red lips, red nails. Okay, I got to get on that. And so is that for the everyday or is that just for glam night?
I mean, I guess it's up to you. I don't like a lot of rules in that sense. And I think that in the past few years, we've kind of gone away from a lot of rules in fashion and in makeup. It's kind of just like, if you want to put on a red lip, Karen, like at 10 a.m. in the morning and go out to Whole Foods, you do it. And I'm sure you'll look fabulous in it. And if you want to save it for like date night or, you know, wedding or whatever, like go for that, you know? So I just think it's just up to whatever your preference is. I don't think it matters.
One thing I've learned, and I feel like this is a lesson I keep on learning in the last 10 years, is trying new things.
Yeah.
I think when we were kids, while we had the time and space to do it, I mean, I wanted to do what my friends were doing whether it was trying new things in terms of hobbies, whether it was trying new things in terms of new looks, we all kind of did the same thing, you know, as an adult, as an entrepreneur with our businesses, we've got to try new things, see what works, see what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then back to the stylist I was talking about, Laura McCarthy, My Styled Life, I actually utilized her services. It was in the very beginning when she started her business, she kind of needed, to test out different people.
Yeah.
And so she would say to me, try things, just try hats. And I'd be like, no, I feel like I'm wearing a costume when I'm trying a hat on. Well, now I played around with it and I'm wearing a lot of hats. And the truth is, ladies, it is so awesome to not have to do your hair and to throw on a hat. And it's about confidence. Like I felt like people were looking at me funny, but like after I wore it a few times, it wasn't a big deal. And I'd say the same thing then about the red lipstick. If you look in the mirror and think, man, I look kind of cuter with this red lipstick on, just do it. And maybe every time I put on lipstick, my son looks at me and he's like, ooh, why are you so fancy today? What are you doing for work? Right? Like, but they'll get over it if you like it. So I like that. The red lips, the red nails. Anything else that we should be looking out for in 2024?
What I read in this article was basically a lot of what was really in for 2023, like the 90s look. Didn't you love how the 90s came way back? And picking up my son from high school, I'm looking at the outfits the girls have on. I'm like, oh my goodness, they look like us.
Yeah. Except the shorts. The shorts were a little shorter. But other than that,
the shorts, exactly.
The shorts are a little short. Right?
I had my big chambray shirt on. But they were saying too, a lot of those styles, a lot of the stuff that was popular for 2023 is being carried into 24. So like the 90s, those looks, and, you know, which might not be everybody's cup of tea, you know, but if that is, then you can carry it over in 24. Do whatever makes you feel good. So, and they also said too, dewy skin again is
all right.
A look. So that, like I said before, like the fresh face, I even saw some of the, I think it was, I forget which model, one of the supermodels, and she looked so beautiful and she didn't look like she had any makeup on. Like she just had skincare on. And I was like, okay, all right, I see you.
Well, and that goes back to, you know, that ballerina look, the super, like the glam, but matted down. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super fun. Thank you. I always find it fun to hear like what's on the horizon or what's here now that moving forward. So, all right. I want to, now that we've talked about why green beauty, we've talked about what people could focus on for the future as we're, you know, enjoying 2024. I want to pick your brain on what are some of your favorites, because the truth is there are so many. Now, there are a lot of good brands out there. And I think I found that while, you know, I might love a Mineral Fusion mascara, I might like to use, I think it's Ayla, A-I-L-A, use their eyeshadow more than I like Mineral Fusion. There's not one product. I also remember reading through some of those experts, including you, that like you really have to check out every product just because you hear that a brand is like, oh, I like seventh generation, and that's more cleaning products, but they might be good with some products that are very clean. So again, get the apps if this is something that you want to test around with, or get recommendations from people that you know are solid. When you're trying something new. So, I just want to do a little quick flash of like, I want to talk about a few different products and what are your favorites. I'll toss it to you. And then you can pick out some of the things like I'm curious on. I love mascara. I love sunscreen. Or I know we should love sunscreen.
Yes, we all should be wearing sunscreen. I'm sure we've heard it a million and trillion times, but, the sunscreen is something that you can wear under your makeup. So it can go on as the last thing in your skincare. And the one, I like a couple of brands, but I brought a few things over here with me. So the one that I love is called Hint. And this is, I don't know if
and
you know this
H-Y-N-T?
Brand.
H-Y-N-T?
It's H-Y-N-T. It's Hint Beauty. And it's called the Sun Prep. And my girlfriend, Julie, hi, Julie. She got me hooked on Sun Prep. There's SPF 25, but the great thing about it, it's very light. So it's also a moisturizer, and it could double as a primer too.
Oh, wow.
So your foundation will go on so beautifully afterwards. It's pricey, you know, it's on the pricier end. But if you're in the market for something like that, I think it's a great option. I really like it.
All right. It's called Hint. And you said the Sun Prep, P-R-E-P?
The Sun Prep. Yep.
Got it. Okay. That's great.
Yeah. And that's an SPF 25. So another one is by Solara. They have great products. She does it's called the Fortune Teller. And that's an SPF 30. It gives you like a little bit of a glow, and you can put it under makeup, but it's just another option out there. And we're talking about mascara, and I'm sorry, but Ilia is just a hands down. I've tried a bunch. hands down my favorite, I think. Ilia is a great one. And
I like their brand. That's who I was talking about. I use them. Yeah. Is it the lipstick I'm wearing right now might be Ilia? I've used a few of their things that I really like that brand. So, okay, their mascara you think is the best. Yeah. And I think you can buy them at Sephora.
Yeah. So I was going to also mention a little bit of that too, was that I love supporting small brands, you know, any way I can. But life, like we said, is crazy and it's busy. And sometimes you just like can't order things and you need it ASAP. So it's really awesome that we can go into places like Sephora and grab Ilia, you know, and Kosas and people, you know, brands like that, that are clean.
And Kosas is Kosas, right?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes. If you're looking for a, what is this? Eyebrow gel.
Oh, eyebrow gel. Yes.
Yes. I don't, do you use an eyebrow gel?
I do. It's not right now. I'm not, but I do. Love their packaging. Look at that. It looks like the Lucite of the 80s.
Right? I know. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah. It's purple, pink.
So this is called the Airbrow. And talking about a quick makeup, you know, in the morning, busy mom, brow gel is the way to go. Because sometimes, I'm sorry, but the pencil is not happening. It's too...
Well, and I'll tell you, I've done a lot of TV work in my career, especially this recent career. And I have a friend who was a broadcaster in Miami, and her name is Kristen. So I'll say a shout out to Kristen now. And we would do some media prep together sometimes for fun. And she'd be like, listen, you just need to fix it. Not that my eyebrows are bad, but that they thin as we age. And so, so I started using the gel and it really is easier. It just looks more realistic.
Yeah, I agree. So that's another product that you could do for quick, you know, for let's see, foundation again, Ilia is another one. This is the True Skin Serum Foundation. That is probably one of my favorites, and I've tried a lot. So,
what is it called? True Serum?
It's the True Skin Serum.
True Skin Serum. All right. Mm-hmm. You know, what is the rule? Okay, side note, this may not be green beauty, it's just beauty period. When you're looking for foundation, like what's the rule to make it match? Do you literally have to I find when I put it on my hand, it doesn't really match. Or do you just go take a sample, put it on your face?
I think, ideally, yes. Yeah. It's the sample on your face. You can go like here. You could put like a sample here.
Right.
But usually when you go into a place like Sephora or Ulta, I think they're going to try and go here.
And your jawline.
Yeah, your jawline. So maybe if you can, like try and go in without any makeup on, that might be easier. Right. So, but foundation can be difficult because there's lighting, there's, you know, finding the right color.
Right. Are there any places that do samples anymore? I know Whole Foods at one time used to have like a sample basket.
I don't think so, Erin.
I know there's some like the Beauty Counter brand, when you buy from them, sometimes they'll send you samples, though I don't think it's at your choice of what you get.
Yeah. I think when you order online, there is a little bit more options.
Yeah,
there's a little bit more options with sampling. As far as like in store, not really.
Not as
just
much.
Go in and try. Yeah.
All right.
Another thing I wanted to mention too for the busy mom is a palette. I really feel like a palette is like your best friend.
A palette's like, what's that? An eyeshadow.
So this is, I actually use this on my face and my eyes. So this is by Fit Glow. Have you tried Fit Glow yet?
No, I haven't even heard of Fit Glow. Talk to me about Fit Glow.
Oh, I love Fit Glow. She is woman owned and started all of that. They're out of Florida. Their products are a little bit more expensive, but quality, just amazing. You've probably seen this on Instagram.
Yeah, I've seen that on
lip
Instagram.
Lip serums,
yeah.
Their lip serums are amazing. So what I was saying about a palette, so I use these three on my eyes, right? I can use these two like for like a, you know, basic look. This as a bronzer, very light, little bronzer, make it look like you have a little tan, and then you're good to go. So it's like in one thing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, the other thing I think when it comes to expense, like, listen, you're on a budget, that I get it.
Yeah.
I've also found that when I have spent a little bit more on any product for that matter, and I use it sparingly, yeah, I'm cautious with how I use it to a degree, it lasts a really long time. Right.
Well, and it's quality too. Right.
Right. It's quality. And, you know, and some items don't have a long shelf life, but you want a good, want good quality. So it's not getting that, you know, icky stuff in it, but all right, let me ask you about nails, because I think that's something, I don't know. I feel like whenever I have my nails done or I do my nails, it's like, whether I'm driving, whether I'm typing, I just feel so pretty.
Yes, I agree. You feel it like completes your look. Almost.
Right.
Like, you feel good about it.
Okay. I'm going to sound so tacky. You feel polished, right? Nail polished.
Yeah.
And you feel polished wearing nail polish. So, okay.
Pun intended.
Right. Pun was intended there. So, okay. Let's talk. What are your favorite brands and why? Where can we find them?
I mean, I'm going to be totally honest. There's no non-toxic nail polish. Okay. Unless it's like made of like the piggy paint for kids.
Yes. You know, piggy paint for kids is, yes.
That's
completely non-toxic. Right.
Well, we're talking about like for you and me going to the nail salon, getting our nails done, or even when we bring our own stuff, it's not completely, you know, clean. There's going to be a little bit of something. So that's something that we have to like get away from, like no nail polish. It's completely non-toxic. We want low tox.
Yes.
Something that's lower. So, you know, there's brands like Olive and June they have a lot of colors. A lot of people like them. I really like Dazzle Dry. I find that system lasts a solid 2 weeks.
I feel the same way. I feel, I don't know where I came across them, but it, you know, it takes, there's a few steps in doing it. It's something you can do at home, but a lot of salons now are carrying it. Yeah. I have also found that Dazzle Dry lasts a few weeks. And that to me, that to me is amazing, because that's really what I want. And if I'm wearing like the ballet slipper color, something that's light, maybe it lasts a little more than that. Nothing else that I have done at home has lasted more than a week. I like the Olive and June system, but Dazzle Dry is what has worked the best for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to stay. I feel like it's going to stay on for longer than a week. And usually if I'm doing my own nails, it is staying on for 3 days, which is like a random, you know, polish or whatever. But the Dazzle Dry, you're going to get a lot of wear out of it. So I think the best bang for your buck, Dazzle Dry is the way to go. I mean, you can go to, like we said, you know, Target, and you can pick up the Olive and June, and that's a low tox. Zoya is another one that's low tox. My mom really likes Zoya and their colors.
You see Zoya a lot at nail salons.
Yeah.
So I love that they're going that direction of at least giving options for people.
Me too. Definitely. Yeah. So, and that's it really, honestly, there's not, in my opinion, I don't find
You're trying to recommend things that you think actually work and that are good too. So
agreed,
is there anything, is there anything like, call it drugstore price that you know, you mentioned Honest Beauty. Well, that's going to be a little bit higher than a Maybelline or a L'Oreal.
Yeah.
It's still something that you oftentimes can get at a Target, can get it at many drugstores. Is there any brand/products that you think if people are trying new, especially say for their daughters, that you would suggest?
I would suggest, and a few years ago, I did a post about teen beauty, and Well People, I think, is a greatly priced product.
Well People,
and
okay.
Well People, that's the one that's W3LL.
Right.
So people will recognize it because it's been in Target. Now it's in Target. Ulta carries it. I think you can get it online anywhere now. So I would say that would be the closest thing to a drugstore, you know, pricing almost. Yeah. And maybe it's
Have you ever used Physician's Formula? That's cheap.
I think years ago.
I remember, and probably before you, I was writing about some clean beauty in the drugstore. And so, you know, again, I would say, as I'm saying this, I haven't looked it up on the Think Beauty app,
right,
or Think Dirty app, right, or the EWG Healthy Living app, but I would do it again. I remember some of their products, specifically like their bronzers, their blushes, were ranked really low, which is what you want. And that was something you could get at a Rite Aid, a CVS, a Walgreens, you know, if that is where you're, where you're shopping for this type of thing. And so I think to your point is this stuff exists out there. And
oh yeah. There's a, I don't know if you know, Cloven Hollow, which now is Clove.
I know it from you.
Oh, I've her stuff. Oh my goodness.
All right. So tell me about it.
So Cloven Hollow is now, Clover. She closed that part of the business, and she's focusing on Clover, which her aim, Sarah's aim, is to basically have it be like a drugstore makeup, you know, for people who that's their, maybe that's what they let, you know, they could go into a drugstore and find it, or that's the pricing, like a teenager.
Right, right.
I have to be honest, I haven't tried that end of it, but I really loved Cloven Hollow, so
that'll be on your radar.
I would give it a try.
Right. I found it from you, something that you had posted. I loved the lip velvets, because the reason I'm wearing lipstick right now, because we're, you know, on TV, so to speak, we're able to see each other through Zoom and then recording the audio channels. Like lipstick does help make it pop, but I drink a lot of water. I drink a lot of tea. I talk a lot. So I've always felt like conventional lipstick just comes off quickly, and the Cloven Hollow lip velvets did stay on longer, and I want long wearing. And so that was why I went there. So I'm sad to hear that I can't just, I mean, I bought some of her stuff on Amazon.
Because
you know, again, I want to support those, the brand, but sometimes you just need something overnight.
Those lip velvets, oh my goodness. I turned so many girls onto my mom too, because they were on the next morning. Even after like washing my face.
Yeah, right, right. They were really great.
So they were good.
Well, thank you. This has been so fun. This could continue for hours upon hours.
And we could.
Is there anything else you want to add before I take a moment to talk about gratitude?
Yes. You know, I wanted to talk about really quickly, because my girlfriend and I were talking about this yesterday, and about greenwashing, and how important it is to not get sucked up in. So if something says it's organic, if you go to the store, if you go to Target, CVS, Walgreens, wherever you're going, and it says organic, don't take it for face value. Flip it around.
That's
and
important.
Read the label, you know, does it have fragrance in it? Does it have the, you know, all of those things that are the buzzwords, petroleum, because there's a lot of companies that are doing that. They're marketing things as clean, and to kids, to babies, to, you know, for babies, for teenagers, and they have so much junk in them. So my big advice is to just do your research. And don't take it for face value. If you have somebody that you trust that's recommended something, that's one thing. But if you're just going cold, you know, looking for the shampoos or the makeup, and it says organic, clean, flip it over.
Yeah, that's a great point, because as the stores, as the product companies are becoming more aware, it's a good thing. And it's also an opportunity, like you said, to be marketed in a direction that just because it's organic does not mean it's clean. And that kind of goes back again to some regulations in terms of if without the full definition, people can use these words in their marketing lingo and get away with it. And it might not really be clean the way you want it to be clean. It might have an organic product in it, while also having parabens, while also having hormone disruptors, while also having, like you said, these fragrances. The actual word, if it's essential oil and a fragrance, it's okay. If it's a fragrance that's like natural fragrances, that usually means they've used some chemicals in it that you may not want.
Yeah.
Agreed. So, I mean, more on that. We could talk for hours on this, but please reach out if you have any questions. Whoever's listening here, if there's topics that you want us to talk more about, I mean, I love to bring back, mm-hmm. I love to bring back guests that have already been on the podcast. I love to bring back people to talk about similar topics. We are here on Happiness Through Hardship, the podcast, to help inspire all of you listening to find a little joy during whatever journey that you might be on in life. And if you're having a hardship because of some skin issues or allergies or whatever it might be, hopefully this episode or future ones could help. So as you know, if you've listened before, I end every podcast playing what we call the grateful game. And what it is it's just taking a moment to share what we are grateful for and why today. My son and I literally started it as a game about 6 years ago. And while it's changed through the years, it really has been, call it a mindful practice that I have near and dear to my heart. Like, has it changed my cancer trajectory? Well, probably not. But has it helped me put one foot in front of the other and maybe find a little joy during a hard day? Yes, absolutely. So, Francesca, I want to ask you, just tell me something or tell the listeners something that you were grateful for and why today.
Well, I'm grateful that the sun is out today.
Absolutely.
That
yes.
is after, I think sometimes we take for granted, you know, just little things like nature and how good it makes us feel after not having the sun for a couple of days. Right. So I'm grateful for that. I'm also grateful for just the opportunities that I have that maybe some people just don't. And so I'm grateful for, you know, I have a wonderful family and all of those things. And, you know, I'm grateful for where I am in my life. And I think this is wonderful that you do this because it makes you really think. And when you're grateful, then you are happier. And
you're trying to live in the present and looking for things. Yeah. That's what my son and I found is that when we played it regularly, we were always looking during the day to find things that made us smile, things that made us happy. Yeah. And again, like call it mini monumental. Like again, did it change huge outcomes? Well, maybe not, but it really could have changed the outcome of the moments, of the next few hours
mindset.
And then of the day. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, again, thank you so much, Francesca, for being
here. Thank you for having me. This is fun. I loved it.
To the listeners, thank you always for supporting us. Thank you for listening. If you have loved this episode, please share with your friends. And please let us know how we can find other topics and other people to talk about those hard times in life and how we can find joy along the way. So thank you again and bye for now, everyone. One more thing. I would be so grateful if you'd take a minute to rate, review, and subscribe. You leaving a review helps us with our podcast ranking. The higher we are ranked, the more people can discover our show. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sending you lots of happiness and great health.